It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Katy Perry called her mom on stage in front of 10,000 people in Tampa over the weekend to sing her happy birthday.
Let's call my mom and sing her happy birthday. See you now. Hello. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Feather.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
That was awesome, Feather. Thank you.
That's all of the people in Tampa, over 10,000 people, singing you happy birthday.
Isn't that cool? And I like that her mom calls her Feather.
Well, they did that too when they were in Indy. So I wonder if that's actually calling her mom or if it's like something they do in a back room.
Oh, is it really?
They didn't do the birthday thing. Obviously, it wasn't her birthday. But like when we went to the show when she was here in Indy that Saturday, she's like, her mom gave like fun facts about like Indiana. She's like, did you know Orville Redenbacher was there?
Oh, like, snap. So, I thought this was like a one-time deal.
Well, I think she does it at like all of her shows. But I wonder if it's really her mom or if it's live or recorded.
Or a fake mom. An alien mom stand-in, a body double.
Wait a minute, Mom. Where
who are
did
you?
Katy Perry's mother go?
Ooh. Who are you? And what have you done with Katy Perry's real mom?
Lisa Bloom sought to arrange compensation from donors and tabloid media outlets for women who made or considered making sexual misconduct allegations against Donald Trump during the final months of the 2016 presidential race. Sources say the lawyer offered to sell the alleged victim stories to TV outlets and wanted to pocket a portion for herself as a commission. She persuaded a donor to pay off one accuser's mortgage and tried to get a six-figure payment for another woman who eventually declined to come forward even after she was offered as much as $750,000.
Dang, just go forward. That's a lot of money.
Madonna. His ex-boyfriend, Peter Hsu, who dated her briefly in the 90s, says he's selling her underwear because he doesn't know what else to do with them.
It's a business opportunity that I have to take advantage of. I can't give them nobody, you know, and I can't wear them. I don't wear no panties, so I figured I might as well sell them.
You think he hasn't worn those panties once? Like, ooh, I'm wearing Madonna's panties.
He probably tried them on for sure.
Are you worried now? Like, that, like if any guy ever has your panties, they might try to sell them one day?
It's definitely something to consider.
High value.
Celebrities, including Oprah Winfrey and Rob Lowe, were under evacuation orders as the Thomas Fire continued to rage and move closer to their homes, becoming the third largest blaze California has ever seen and covering over 267,000 acres. The mandatory evacuation zone is now 17 miles long and up to 5 miles wide, extending from coastal mountains northwest of L.A. to the ocean. Rob Lowe tweeted that he was getting ready to evacuate while Oprah already packed up and left her mansion in the area. Hundreds of homes have been destroyed and two people have been killed in the fire, including a firefighter. Ed Sheeran says if he's ever called to do a song for a James Bond movie, he's already got one planned.
With Bond, I've had a theme tune written for about 3 years.
Have you?
Just in case.
Have you?
Just in case.
Have they asked you yet?
No.
What's it called?
I'm not going to say because someone might steal it. But it's good. But it's good.
That would be cool if Ed Sheeran got to do the theme.
Taylor Swift has released a brand new app called the Swift Life that gives fans access to an exclusive social network, emojis, and more. The app gives iPhone users access to exclusive content like photos, videos, and news, as well as a forum to meet other fans. In Taylor Swift's new app, fans can make posts and interact with one another. It started off well, and then politics happened. Some fans were posting their support for President Trump. Her fans are divided in whether or not politics should be allowed on the app and whether or not you should judge someone based on how they vote.
Well, that was a long time. Till it went political.
Spoiler alert, you shouldn't judge people on how they vote. Some fans have even trolled the Republican fans on the app. Allegedly, Taylor's app is deleting political posts.
Are you on there getting all political?
No, I'm not even on there yet, so I didn't...
But are you going to get on there?
I've thought about it, but I haven't done it yet. But now, if this is all going on, I might stay away.
God, give me a break from something.
Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez flew to Seattle Saturday and went to the Sugar Factory. Sources say they spent one-on-one time in the chocolate lounge. They ordered a virgin blend of a drink with gummy marshmallow shards and dry ice, so I don't know if they're like trying not to like drink together, but they got all the drinks they ordered and stuff all weekend were all virgin.
Wow. I mean, that might be a good thing though, because that way they can see if they actually like each other when they're sober or it's just like a drunken attraction.
Yep. Celebrity chef Mario Batali has come under fire for an apology over his wrong behavior, which included a link to a recipe. The apology was issued in his newsletter Friday after ABC fired him from The Chew due to accusations of sexual misconduct. He said, I've made mistakes and I'm so very sorry that I've disappointed my friends, family, my fans, and my team. My behavior was wrong. There are no excuses. I take full responsibility. Then he said, P.S., in case you're searching for a holiday-inspired breakfast, these pizza dough cinnamon rolls are a fan favorite.
Oh, my God. Can you send me the link to that? I mean, I love... You know I love cinnamon rolls.
Those things look good, though.
I mean,
that's
what?
Genius.
What in the world? Who approved this?
He did. It's his
yeah,
stuff.
But how stupid are you?
He's such a scumbag.
Is it, though? Is it? Because it's like, okay, you have to do this apology and admit stuff that you did that you don't want to admit, obviously. It's like, well, hey, by the way, I got a recipe in a book if you'd like to try it.
Such a jerk. That is the garbage.
Sorry, he had me at cinnamon rolls.